This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, apparently, on Steven's first day, Ryan Buckley is checking in.
Yeah.
Former producer Ryan Buckley. R.I.P. And he has...
grave, no doubt.
Yeah. From the beyond. Mm-hmm. I don't know where he is now. Probably somewhere way worse than this. Mm-hmm. But, that's... I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe not. Anyway, welcome, Steven. He informs me that the TGL is indeed.
So that was live.
Yes.
Yeah.
TGL is back, which means some live betting, Steven. I don't know if you listened to the show at all when Buck was on here, but he and I loved our TGL Tuesdays for some live betting.
Oh, you had me at betting. So, all right, let's do it.
You like golf? You golf guy?
I'm really bad at it. I have custom fitted irons, but I'm really horrible at golf. Hmm.
Well, at least you got the...
So I look good out there.
That's all that matters.
At least you paid all that money.
I do enjoy the guy that cosplays. Like, a lot of golf is just cosplay. You know, you get the guy that's got the $400 bag, and he's got the G4 outfit and all that, custom clubs. And then he has to go out and tell you why he's so bad. Well, it's, you know, my back.
That's me.
That's Steven.
Hey. I play real sports, so it's okay.
It is January 2, 2025. It's time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello, thank you. Please be seated, ladies. Thank you. Swiss cheese day.
Oh, I don't eat a lot of Swiss cheese. I'm not against Swiss. There's just better cheeses.
I love Swiss cheese.
Do you?
But there's way better cheese than Swiss.
Yeah.
But I'm a huge Swiss guy.
Anything that I can put Swiss on, I'm going to put a slice of creamy Havarti and take that as an upgrade. But, you know, again, if I get a sandwich and it's got Swiss cheese on it, I'm not going to argue. But why would I ever pick Swiss cheese? It's like... ninth down the cheese power rankings.
Well, don't they usually just... I mean, you kind of can pick your cheese, right? Well, not necessarily. It depends on where you are, where you go.
Most places, they will ask you what kind. But a lot of, if you get a French dip, sometimes it just comes with Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to ask
the burger has the American cheese.
I'm not going to ask them to switch out the cheese. But if you ask me, what kind of cheese do you want on that? Never once in my life does the answer start with Swiss. Because I've got American. I got Monterey Jack. I got some mozzarella. I got some cheddar. I got white cheddar.
Provolone?
Provolone.
Have you ever turned to him and gone, Velveeta?
Well, maybe some cheese whiz. Like on a Philly cheese, if you will.
A little melted cheese?
Yeah.
I love cheese.
Gruyere, Marty, pepper jack. Now I just want some GD cheese.
Mm.
You know, not once in that did you think to yourself, you know what, I want Swiss cheese.
Well, on this day, you have to eat Swiss. What? Because it's Swiss Cheese Day. It is also National Buffet Day.
Oh, don't eat at buffets.
All right.
Buffets might be the worst invention of all time.
No.
Very overrated.
They are overrated.
It's bad food. Your fat ass does not need all you can eat. And the idea, like, you eat more than you ever would because you're like, well, I paid for it, so I got to eat it. It's just, don't go to them. Nothing good has ever, no person has ever left a buffet and thought to myself, well, this is a great decision. I feel awesome after this.
I've been to a Vegas at the Cosmo. They had a nice buffet.
Did you leave feeling good about yourself?
Well, I felt like I got my money's worth.
Exactly.
I had some duck wings.
Yeah, along with some ice cream and some pudding at the end. That's going to go well together.
We went to the buffet at the Wynn. And is dynamite. But I can't eat all that. Like, I feel like it's a waste.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
So you end up eating more because you're like, I have
no,
to get my
No, I don't.
Worth.
I oh, won't do that.
You walked
I
away. Do,
but I also feel terrible when I leave. I'm like, God, I just left all that great food sitting over there. Why am I eating at a buffet? You're right. Maybe the worst invention of all time.
It's just not, no human
Very
being.
Overrated.
Yeah, no
Maybe
human
Maybe the worst
being.
Invention.
Maybe if you were on the Oregon Trail.
Unless you're a child, too. If you're a child, a buffet is like heaven.
Yeah, because it's like $3, too.
Well, buffets are for cheap
Chicken
people.
Nuggets.
Yeah. If you were on the Oregon Trail and 6 months into your journey, you were in Independence, Missouri, and you came across a buffet, by all means, load up, the winter's coming. But when you have a fridge full of food, the last thing you need to do is go to Golden Corral and start dipping everything in pudding and cheese.
Got some stuff to talk about here locally. Cougar sightings.
Ooh.
Watch out. Oregon City this time.
Really?
Yeah. Police there are urging caution. Whatever that means.
Well, I mean, it means caution.
Yeah, but, like, are you going to do anything different in Oregon City?
Absolutely not.
Knowing that they've seen a cougar on camera in the area twice?
No.
This was yesterday.
No. Although maybe you start, it's Oregon City, so
you just look around a little more?
Well, chances are the people of Oregon City are already packing heat, so they don't have to worry about it, but no. Maybe you're carrying around your pepper spray?
Well, I mean, seriously, like, if they said there was a cougar in your area.
I wouldn't leave my dog outside.
Yeah, the dog's the one thing.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, watch out, there's a cougar. Yeah. But other than that?
No, nothing's going to change. Maybe you walk with
I don't care.
You know, there's an old man in my neighborhood that walks, and there's actually a couple of them, and they like walking with the golf club. And I'm assuming that's their fighting club. That's old hickory that they're ready to whack something, which I'm not sure.
No, you never know.
What are you encountering in my neighborhood? But, you know.
Maybe a cougar.
I would assume maybe that's what you do, is maybe you just carry, like, you carry something in case you have to.
Did you ever see, I say that, but do you ever see the video? I think it was from L.A., and this guy was walking. It went viral because the woman who owned the dogs was famous.
Yeah.
But this guy was walking, because, you know, God forbid you can walk your own dog
in
L.A.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Yeah. You have to hire someone. So this guy was walking this lady's two dogs, and it's caught on camera from across the street. The cougar was sitting behind a wall, like just behind on the side of a house.
Sneak attack.
The dude didn't even see the cougar coming, snatched only one of the dogs. There were two small dogs.
Good Lord.
Gone. Dead.
Yeah, I don't even know what you can't.
There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do. I mean, I've thought of it because we've asked this. Like, I have a big dog, and I mean, I don't know. Does he put up a fight against a cougar? I don't know.
Well, he probably tries.
He tries. And if a dog's going to fight him off, it would be one like mine. He's not going to go down. I mean, he's a huge dog. If Ka and a cougar are engaged in combat, do I have to jump in? Like, what?
Can you scare the cougar? Aren't they kind of?
I don't know.
What? I think you got to try to scare the cougar. You're not jumping in there.
Do I try to, like, go behind and try to give it a little jelly thumb?
We've talked about this.
Yeah.
That is a thing.
It works on everybody, I think.
Do I have to sneak around? I'm like, Ka, keep it, and then I sneak around and go, whoop.
If you have a butthole,
yeah,
that works.
Yeah. Until it turns around and then decides to rip my face off.
Yeah.
I feel like I would want to jump in for my buddy. I don't think I could watch my dog get mauled, but I'll tell you what, seeing a cougar attack something and then being like, let's get in there, that's it.
Well, what's the difference in what if you and I are walking?
Yeah.
Doing a podcast.
Yeah. I'd have to jump in.
More so than your dog?
Yeah.
Well, but what are you going to do? Like, try to rip me out of there?
I think I'd go with the finger. I couldn't let you.
I don't want your finger in my ass.
Go ahead and climb out of my ass for a while.
Rob, bend over. I don't think I could let you get, like, you know how bad that would look? I'd have to come on the air and explain why you're dead and why
there it is. It's all about how you look.
That's good content, though.
Nice. Yeah. Rob just got mauled by a cougar.
No, I'd get in there.
His radio host stuck his finger up his butt.
I'd have to get in there for you. I think that would be easier because it's a human life.
So you kind of have to. But what are you going to do? And then you're getting mauled by the cougar.
I don't know, man.
And I'm running.
Rob's like, thanks for the assist. I'm out of here.
Thanks a lot. Later.
You son of a bitch.
Idiot. All right. So anyway, be on the lookout in Oregon City. Cougar sighting yesterday. Two different sightings. Yeah.
Be careful out there.
They're saying Singer Creek Park.
I have no idea where that's at.
Okay, Mount Hood Meadows news, and we have a homicide investigation.
Uh-oh.
Those items next on In the News on The Fan. All right, welcome back. This is In the News for Jan 2, 2025. As always, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Mount Hood Meadows has had to suspend operations today and tomorrow.
It just opened.
I know.
Well, it's like the latest opening in years.
So they have saturated snowpack.
Yeah. I don't know what that means.
Well, I think it just means that it's getting all watery. Like, they got a little bit of snow enough to open, and now they don't really have that.
Not enough fresh pow-pow to...
Cherry pow, brah. Yeah. I was up there Wednesday, believe it or
not. Were you?
Yeah, well, we went... So my nieces are here. Were. Mm-hmm. From San Diego. They're ages 12 and 8. And we took them to the Mount Hood... The Mount Hood Tube Park.
Yeah, those those are fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little alpine slide thing and all that.
Yeah, they have that. I don't know if that's open, but the tubing part was open.
Yeah, so it's like on that plastic kind of barrier thing, and you get on the inner tubes.
Yeah, you just, I mean, yeah. It's pretty basic, but you get going pretty fast. Like, sure. It's pretty fun.
Yeah.
But I tell you, there's no snow up there, dude. Like, it's.
Thanks a lot, able Obama. To do
that. Yeah, no kidding. Can you believe that guy? Damn libs. Well, anyway, they have suspended operations, saying they need time to allow water to drain from the snowpack after they got a bunch of rain.
Hmm.
So, not a good year.
No.
Like, if you have an annual pass, you're pissed, right?
Well, or you know, you were in discussion to buy the mountain. You were in discussion to buy
that
a
was Mount Bachelor.
Oh, it was Bachelor. Yeah. So you're probably pretty fortunate that you didn't go ahead and do that.
Yeah, I don't know what it's like down there, but there's no snow here.
Well, I don't go to the mountain very often. And when I do, it's usually in the summer, so I'm all right.
We have a homicide investigation.
That's not good.
Portland police have opened a homicide investigation after a man's body was pulled from Johnson Creek.
Ooh.
Wow.
I wasn't in the area.
Or were you?
I didn't do it.
Isn't that over by your gym?
Yeah.
Huh.
I told you I wasn't there, and don't look further into it. Look, if I was going to dump a body, it wouldn't be into Johnson Creek.
Why not?
I'd go with very deep grave. I never understood why you did the creek or the shallow grave. Go with the really deep, remote grave.
What, are you digging that thing?
No.
That's not easy to dig.
I don't want to give away my secrets. I'm just saying, if I'm going to take the time to kill someone, it's going to be getting rid of the body in a very, very deep, remote grave.
Did I say 2025? I didn't mean that. This is going to... It'll take me at least 2 weeks to get this right.
100%.
It's 2026. 2026.
Yeah.
You guys probably already knew that. Anyway,
how do we know it's a murder, by the way?
Well, the body was discovered at 1 a.m. on Tuesday, and the dive team responded after receiving a report of a body submerged in the creek. 32-year-old Jamal Rogers is the deceased. Mm. And they have determined his death is a homicide, but they did not specify the exact cause.
My guess is if there's bullets in it, that would probably be it.
Right. And no arrests have been made.
That'd probably be a definitive, conclusion at that point?
Now, here is the next question.
Ask him.
So that is the final homicide of 2025.
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say that, yeah. Can't have any more. Although, what if we found?
Well, I guess that's true.
You know, what if we
that's
found
true.
A body
that's true.
That had been like? What if you found my detailed work? Because again, I would use a very, very deep grave. What if you found that 6 months from now? That would be a 2025 homicide.
Fair. As of now,
as of
it's
now.
The final homicide.
Yeah.
What number is that in for the year in Portland?
I'm going to say we're down.
Okay, we are down.
We are down.
But what number? How many homicides were there in Portland
God.
In 2025?
I feel like I'm going to be so far off on this. I'm going to say, give me like 3 a month. Is that 2 to 3 a month? Is that?
36.
Am I way off on that?
That seems a little low.
Does that seem a little low? 36?
Me.
All right, I'll go.
Yeah?
I'll
what
go,
do you got?
I'll go 52.
52?
Give me 52. One a week.
Yeah, I'll go 60. I'll go a little higher.
The answer.
Yeah, like one a week. I'm going with that.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Total number of homicides in 2025 in Portland. It is down to 51.
Hey!
God.
We're averaging less than one a week.
You know why he said 52, Stephen? Because he committed the 52nd.
We just haven't found
about it yet.
You don't know.
We'll find out in June.
Uh-huh.
Not if I did my work correctly. I've always thought that seems to be, and this is going to be really dark. I just, if you're going to murder someone, there seems to be some negative consequences to murdering someone. You're going to take the time to murder someone. You would think that the most important part of the murder is getting rid of the body. And yet everyone always seems to do it in the most haphazard way possible.
Well, because they're not premeditated, right? Like they're crimes of passion.
I understand that, but what is done is done. Let's take a deep breath.
You don't just get a level head and be like, oh, well.
Well, why not?
Well, I don't think these murders are thinking logically.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
Look, I didn't mean like.
No, if you're like Jeffrey Dahmer, which you seem to be kind of wired that way.
No, look, I didn't plan to ruin my dinner, but like if I burn something, I'm not like all freaking out and then like, you know, just like going into the kitchen and throwing the most random things together. I'm like, well, dinner's wrecked. All right, let's regroup here and plot this thing out and maybe order some takeout. I'm just saying, I'm surprised at how often it's like, well, I murdered this person, therefore, I don't know, here's a creek, boom, well, shove, away you go.
Part of that is, you only hear about murder when we know about the murder.
Yeah.
So, wouldn't it stand to reason that you hear about that more often? Because these are, because the murders that you don't hear about, we don't know about.
But those, right, are just missing people.
Then. Maybe the number is actually way higher because people, right, are actually doing their homework.
Exactly. So the number of people
that
have disappeared, yeah, that were murdered correctly, forgive me.
The correct terrible. Way to murder somebody?
That's terrible. But you know what I mean? Perhaps that number way outweighs.
You know what? Then I'm going to say this. I apologize to the people out there that are doing it, as Isaac Rob said, quote, the correct way.
If you're a quality
way,
murderer.
I'm sorry.
So we had 51 stupid murders in Portland.
Yes. And who knows how many people that were doing it.
How
smart.
Many do we think
were smart murderers? I don't know. I just like to think that
that's
I would.
Terrifying.
I would like to think that I would be one of the ones that would be like, all right, what's done is done.
You'd be a smart murderer?
I would think so. I don't want to get.
Is that a good quality? Or?
I don't want to get
no,
caught.
No, it's not a good quality. If the fan had it, we did this while you were away. If the fan had a Jeffrey Dahmer, it's not you, it's Swigard.
Yeah.
But you're on the medal stand, dude.
I understand.
You're receiving votes.
See, I disagree.
Yeah, totally.
I don't want to murder anyone. I'm just saying if I did because of a crime of passion, I wouldn't go all willy-nilly and I would take my time and be like, this is at that point when you have committed a murder, I would assume that the most important decision in your life that you will ever make is what you do from that moment forward, and you don't rush through that.
Didn't RJ write a book that said, if I did it?
Yes.
Sook just said it.
Exactly.
Take your time, man. You got time. Where are you going?
That is in the news for Jan 2, 2026. As always, brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. All right. Today's headlines coming up. We got to get into some NFL for the weekend, and then Joey Harrington on the Ducks in the Final Four in the college football playoff. We'll get to that at 5:30 coming up on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.